Among the healthcare-related executive orders signed by President Biden in recent months is one that reopened healthcare.gov for a special 3-month enrollment period, which started last month. That means people without health insurance can sign up for marketplace options offered through the Affordable Care Act outside of the normal enrollment period that ends in mid-December. Adani Sanchez is a client services coordinator for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman about how she helps people find a health insurance plan that's right for them.
We look at prescriptions. What prescriptions do you take? How often do you take them? Do you see specialists? It might be really important for you to have a low copay to see a specialist. Do you get a lot of lab work done or x-rays? So deductibles are really important for that kind of lab work where you're kind of going in to get blood work drawn or use diagnostic equipment like x-rays, EKGs and stuff. So deductibles are really important for that kind of stuff. But if you're healthy and your main concern is getting in to see a doctor once a year, you could probably get a very cheap plan. It's kind of going to be catastrophic. So we can find that. That's going to be the best thing for you. Because sometimes people call us up and they're like, what's the best plan? And it's like, well, the best plan for you is going to be a plan that you can afford, a plan that covers the things that you need. And that's not going to be the same for everyone, right?
Have you been seeing more people seeking out help to sign up for health insurance because they lost their jobs due to the pandemic? Is that something you're seeing in this part of central Illinois?
We're seeing it pick up. I think a lot of people have been dealing with more survival needs. And of course, I think that health insurance, you know, your health is important, but health insurance is sometimes a hassle, right? Healthcare is important, but health insurance is a hassle. So I think that we're seeing those numbers start to creep up now as people are getting out of crisis, but I'm not sure if that people are getting out of crisis, actually. So I think people are just kind of now finding a little bit of attention and energy to pay to these other things that have been really pressing on them. So I don't want to say that people are out of crisis just yet. I think that people are still struggling a lot and they've just now been able to find some attention to be like, oh my God, what am I going to do about health insurance?
So an estimated 85% of Americans are eligible for subsidies that help lower the costs, but people don't always know they qualify. Has that been your experience? And what advice do you have for people if they're worried about the cost of health insurance?
Healthcare.gov is the only place where you're going to be able to find financial assistance for private plans. So you could go directly to a health insurance company, but even they would have to sign you up through healthcare.gov to get you financial assistance. So right now in 2021, the health insurance marketplace will offer subsidies for people all the way up to 400% of the federal poverty level. They move in a gradation. So the closer you are to 133% of the federal poverty level, the greater your subsidy is going to be. And then as you get closer to that 400% level, then it gets smaller. Things that might make your plan more expensive is having a higher income, being a smoker, unfortunately, and being older. So they can still charge people at different ages, different prices. If you want to see if you might be eligible, you enter in all your information, including the income, and they will let you know how much financial assistance you're eligible for. And you'd actually, if you wanted to go window shopping, you could go onto healthcare.gov and do their plan preview or search, see plans, and they can actually figure out, they can see if they might be eligible for a subsidy without having to do the whole application.
That's Adani Sanchez, Client Services Coordinator for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She spoke with Christine Herman. The special enrollment period for federal health insurance plans continues through May 15th.